Yesterday on the show, we opened a conversation that we can't close because there was a lot that happened afterwards, after the show, a lot of conversations that were had. Now, we were talking about bats because there was a bat on a plane that was let loose, and it was in a flight from New Delhi to New York, and the plane had to turn around because everyone was freaked out by the bat. Inside. So we decided to have bat chat.
It's bat chat. Call 131060.
Now, in bat chat, we were talking about bats, and I just said they're sort of like, I'm confused. I'm not offended by them. I wish them well in life. I have nothing against bats.
I bid you adieu, bats, as they fly over you at night.
They're a tiny bit freaky. It's the whole hanging upside down. It's the wings on a. It's like a rat with wings. There's something about the wings that freak me out.
It's because they're attached. Like, as in the not attached. Of course, they're attached, but I mean they're slightly see-through.
Yes,
and they're just a weird. That you know what it is? No feathers.
That might be it.
Feathers.
Without
like those maybe cats it's just with a bald no skin. No.
Oh yeah, those ones.
Just
that
skin
fur.
Cats.
Hold on,
Siamese cats or whatever they're called.
What are they called? A bat's bald birds.
Whoa!
It's just they've got ears and stuff like in a cat.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They've just got a little bit like a marsupial. But this one of the comments I was making, I said one of the reasons is because it's the whole vampire thing, the hanging upside down.
Vampires don't exist.
I referred to vampires, and the reaction I got from Fev, who only a year ago on the show believed that unicorns were an actual thing, did lead to this conversation.
Yeah, the vampires hang upside down when they ride in the unicorns. Vampires aren't real, mate.
You told me a year ago that unicorns were real. They were extinct.
Yeah, but they were but back in the day. No. Vampires were never in existence.
No.
So you think there's more of a chance of unicorns than
back
vampires?
Back in the day there was. I showed you a photo of the horse with the horn on it.
That
but
was
there was never a vampire. Exhibit never a. Vampire.
That was a Shetland pony with a vampires party hat real, and mate. You know it.
Okay.
Gloves
now
are on.
We're going to open the phones for this. We really want you to join this conversation.
What are you playing music
No, 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 no. It's just unicorn music.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Fev's ready to fire up about unicorns. But here's the thing.
I thought he was going to play a song.
131060, what's more likely to exist, a unicorn or a vampire?
Righto. Everyone have their laugh.
Okay.
Listen.
Yes, here
listen
we go,
in.
Fev.
Turn the dial up. Tens of thousands of years ago. Good start.
Great start.
10? Because you just stare at me and you judge how I read because I can't read properly because
I'm
literate.
Not judging that.
Don't make
I
fun
assume
of me.
That's
Don't
how
bully
the,
me, man. It's not my fault.
I assume that's how the article's
up.
Written. You've read it perfectly.
Tens of thousands of years ago, unicorns did, in fact, exist. They were just more. They in real life, they're like a Siberian unicorn, look more like a giant hairy rhino. But they were, in fact, unicorns. And here it is. Bang.
It's a rhinoceros.
It is not a rhinoceros. It's a unicorn.
That is a hairy rhino.
That's not a unicorn's a horse with a horn.
Yeah.
Like guys.
It is, remember last year.
I don't
year,
know how many times I have Fev, to try to explain this to you people.
Bats. Yep. Fev, remember
and if
last
you want a prettier
year,
one.
You got a photo. Yeah, that's the one you got out last
yes,
year.
Yes, because that's a unicorn.
Okay, so Fev found a photo of a skeleton that looked like
that's
a horse
not.
With a cone on its head.
Yeah.
I would believe that's
cone.
Been
that is
fault. That's
it is
Photoshop.
An actual cone,
mate.
Somebody just hit that with a cornetto.
Adam Gidwiz, who's the creator of the Unicorn Rescue Society, he used to have to help save them. Now they're extinct, but that's okay.
But you think vampires are definitely
there's
not
no such
real.
Thing as a vampire. If I walked up to a vampire with a stick and stabbed him, he wouldn't incinerate and go into ashes, would they? They don't exist.
I think that's witches. But
there's too much in that sentence for me to break down. It was overwhelming.
Do you want me to say it again?
No, because there's a more concerning element in the room that we haven't addressed yet, Fev. Josiah over here, he actually believes in vampires.
Oh, NationalGeographic.com, the bloody truth about vampires. 5 years ago, The Guardian, interview with a real-life vampire. They're living in our society in the thousands. There's vampires probably in Melbourne.
Yeah.
There you go. And he said that. And
they go to sleep
that.
During the day and then they can only come out in the nighttime. And
that's what
they
happens.
Eat blood and they're cold.
100%.
Do you know what I
go away. You're trying to tell that vampires are real and unicorns aren't.
I don't believe in any of them, but I do think it's more likely a vampire would be real. Somebody sucking somebody's blood more probable than
a unicorn. This is like the Unicorn Rescue Society. Maybe they don't want to be rescued.
Oh, okay. Smartasses.
Do you know what my favourite thing about all this is? Because yesterday, when this conversation started, Feb and Josiah were pretty sure about their cases, but I love that you've both gone to encyclopedias overnight and you've
research, baby.
Full-blown statements.
I'm done.
13, 10, 60.
I rest my case.
When you were photoed on Mad Monday at Fed Square, did you get the unicorn
that was in a different
wrong?
Spot.
Now, in our studio, we have Brendan Favola, who legitimately believes that unicorns were a thing thousands of years ago.
Yeah. So tens of thousands of years.
You don't necessarily believe in the mythical creature, the unicorn. No. You believe in the real creature.
They are beautiful, unicorns that get around now with our daughters that they play with.
Oh, aww. Trixie's obsessed with unicorns. Yeah. So, of course, they're real. Now, Josiah, you really strongly believe that vampires are real.
For sure, and they still are. That's the difference. Unicorns were, vampires still are.
So you believe that unicorns were now?
Oh. Were like thousands and thousands, but vampires still are.
So you believe that
you'd believe in both. Somehow the worst one in this whole set.
Don't laugh at him.
Yeah. How do you not?
Don't laugh at him.
He's a grown man that believes in vampires and unicorns.
Yeah, but unicorns, were real.
Bev and I are on the same team now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, oos.
I'm sorry.
What a squad.
I just find this so humorous. Jordan from Footscray. Hi, Jordan.
Jordo.
Hey.
Jordan. Now, where do you stand on this? I'm asking the question, what's more likely to be real? But maybe I'll reword that. What do you believe in, unicorns or vampires?
Or both or none.
Don't laugh at them.
Four ways to go.
I honestly think that, if anything, a unicorn will be way more likely than a vampire, because we've already got narwhals who've got a horn growing through their head, and we've got rhinoceroses that have an extension of their skull as the horn. So if you think about it, it's more likely that a horse would evolve with a horn than a person would evolve to get their nutrients from blood. Yes, we've got bats that do it.
Exactly, Jordan.
Jordan, firstly, what a great debater. Yeah, you should be in a debating team, because you would win. That is a great argument.
I said similar.
Yes.
I didn't know that. The rhino's horns are an extension of their skull.
Yeah, they're an extension of the skull.
So it's just skull with no skin on it.
Yeah, that's why the people in a different country always try to poach them. They shave them off.
Jordan,
and they sell them.
Thank you for that. You really, what I like about it, people might think this is a juvenile conversation, but you brought an element of professionalism and class to that. Thank you, Jordan.
There's a little whack for us there.
Yeah, I know. A lot of pressure on Ryan.
Back to preschool.
Just a little whack from Boxy.
I wasn't. I'm sorry. Ryan in Cranbourne. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Ryan.
So my belief would be vampires, as, like, you know, we've had all these videos, we've had all these unknown deaths, like, you know, with all these animals with only two puncture wounds and stuff, and not being able to find out what the true death behind it was. And, the conspiracy is just to the max. So, yeah, believe in vampires strongly.
Right. Ryan, that is...
Good argument.
That's a great argument too. I feel like there are some documentaries getting around with those.
Documentaries? Yeah. Is that the term?
Vice has one on, I'm pretty sure it's Vice on vampires. They're in like Poland and Russia and that. They're like a full community of them.
Mate, you're not well.
Josiah.
Not well.
Ryan, that is excellent. Thank you for that feedback. You are very much like Josiah on this one. I didn't know you were a secret vampire person, Josiah.
I've just watched a documentary and I'm just relaying the facts I saw.
How like many Ryan? Documentaries have you watched on vampires?
A couple.
I'm impressed by the research being done here. Rita from Airport West. Hi, Rita.
I can't click on her call,
at
the moment.
Do you role play being a vampire?
Me? I've never sucked any blood but my own.
Really?
What?
What? What do you mean you're sucking your own blood?
Have you never done that? If you cut yourself, you suck on it?
What? What's wrong with you?
Getting the nutrients?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Swift saved me. Use a Band-Aid.